Ayo! Welcome to the Fifth Quarter Sports Show. I'm Jay, that's Chase, and we have a great show for you today. We're talking about the Super Bowl, that bad man in Tampa, the GOAT himself, Mr. Tom Brady, and what in the world happened to the Chiefs, and much, much more. You don't want to miss it. Let's go. So last night was Super Bowl Sunday, and man, what a game. My man Chase over here is a huge Tom Brady fan. Man, I gotta know, like, how are you feeling?
Yeah, incredible. Sensational, some would say. God, I'm just so happy. Because to me, that's like, you can't touch him now. You cannot touch him. Patty Mahomes will never catch him. I don't think anyone else in my lifetime even has a chance. And as long as I die knowing that Tom Brady's the GOAT, I do not care. There's no way you can catch him. And I think that really defined it, too. Because it was one of those things that was like, if he beat Brady, he would always have that on him. And it's another Super Bowl, too. So at that point, it's 2-6.
Yeah.
You know, and Pat Mahomes is young, so I was getting nervous. I can't on so many levels. He's the GOAT. First year in Tampa, and they struggled so early on. But, of course, there was no, you know, preseason, no nothing. So
right.
Getting the playbook, getting to know everybody, building that chemistry, he's just a bad man. And I told you, you don't bet against him. You just can't.
You didn't say that.
And
you didn't
I mean,
say that.
Oh,
this I bet against
so
him, though.
So much. Because at the same time, it's like, that defense is legit. And
yeah.
I knew they were legit. But to hold Pat Mahomes to 9 points, didn't score a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't have predicted it in a million years. I actually thought it was going to be high scoring. I think I said that, too, last week. But it was just the GOAT, man. I don't know how you could doubt him. I don't know how anyone could doubt him.
Yeah.
And them to go in as the underdogs, I love it. Why would you give him that fuel anyway?
I ain't going to lie to you. I bet against him. Like, I didn't bet, like, my money because I know better than that. But I didn't pick him to win. I thought for sure he was – and I thought he was too old. I thought probably what most people thought, that the Chiefs were too good. And be honest, and I didn't know hardly anything about the Bucs defense. I saw that they beat Aaron Rodgers, and I was like, that's legit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they beat Drew Brees. Okay.
Yeah.
He's still Drew Brees.
He's still right? Drew Brees.
Right? He's still first ballot Hall of Famer and arguably, not even arguably anymore, the greatest regular season quarterback of all time.
Probably.
And so they beat two, hands down, first ballot Hall of Famers back-to-back. And
I guess you
I still didn't really give them their respect. I'm still one of those people that were like, I don't know that they're the real deal.
It's just one of those things, too. Mahomes and them are so explosive.
Right.
And they throttled him in the regular season.
Exactly. And so I was like, that's why I thought it was going to be a high-scoring game. I was like, there's no way this isn't going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think either defense was that great. Like, I thought they were decent. I didn't think they were going to be able to slow each other down, though. Like, I didn't think the Chiefs would be able to slow down Brady. And I didn't think the Bucs would be able to slow down Mahomes.
See, I thought the Bucs, when it comes to defense, I thought they had the edge by a lot, though. I thought if anyone was going to slow anybody down, I thought the Bucs could. I really thought Tyrann Mathieu would have had a bigger game, too, because he was the only one I was worried about on the Chiefs' defense.
Because
the Bucs' O-line is sneaky good, too. And they
He had a pick, though, that got called back.
Oh, they got called back then. Won a pick.
Yeah, okay, but it was for a second. What are you talking about? It was a pick for a second.
No.
All right, and then they threw the flag, which don't even get me started on these refs, okay? These refs are trash.
Those people.
All right? No, I'm not one of those. What do you mean one of those
people? You're one of those people.
I'm not one of those people. I didn't have a dog in this fight. I didn't really care who won, okay, personally. But you cannot sit here and tell me that it was not heavy one way with the flags. You mean to tell me?
You know what that?
You mean to tell me that the Bucs did not hold all night?
No, they didn't. They were disciplined.
Is that what you think it was?
The Chiefs were not disciplined.
No way.
Chiefs weren't disciplined.
No way. No. Okay, I agree with that. The Chiefs are not disciplined.
Thank you.
But you can't tell me that the Bucs didn't hold. There was not one pass interference that they did.
Were they bad?
No. All of a sudden, the refs pulled out sunglasses and they didn't see a thing.
Were the flags good or bad? That's all I'm asking.
No, they were bad. What are you talking about?
They were bad.
Okay.
No.
Some of them, they're all right. You know what? I ain't talking to you about this. Next. Anyway. Give me some key plays, takeaways.
I don't know. I was on the edge of my seat. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember a lot. Cloud nine. I know one play that I wanted to throw up when it happened was the 4th-and-1 for Tampa Bay on the 1 yard line, and they didn't score. I really thought that was a defining moment in the game. Obviously, it wasn't at all. But I was like, God, we needed points right there. and they've just held us on 4th and 1. You know, turn the ball back over. I was like, Chiefs go down there and score. That's a 14-point swing. And they're also leading. It had been 10-7 at that point. Or 10-3. I can't even. Not 10-7. The whole night, I was just waiting for the train wreck to happen. It never did. It was wonderful. I was just happy as could be.
I was, you know, I wasn't on the edge of my seat near like you were. But I was like anticipating a great game. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, any second now, we're about to see fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, and I said it in our last show, I think this could possibly be one of the, if not the greatest game that I have, Super Bowl game, that I've seen in my lifetime.
Wasn't even close.
Oh my gosh. I thought, bro, I was being generous when I said 42 points last week, or 38, and you said 42.
I said 42.
And I think I said 38, 35. Yeah. I was being generous with that 38. I was really like, man, they might put up 50. Like, both offenses.
I thought they could, yeah.
And so, I didn't really know when it got out of control as far as the Chiefs couldn't move the ball.
They never got it going.
At first, they were like, they were moving it a little bit. But then, 3 and out. And then, they go down and kick a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
3-0. So, I was like, all right, they scored first. So then I was like, this is going to be a big response. This is in the first quarter, maybe like the third drive. This is going to be a big response from the Bucs, because I thought that if they come out and go 3 and out and the Chiefs go down and score a touchdown and get an extra point, making it 10-0, you don't count Tom Brady out. But against the Chiefs, like especially
– it's hard to play catch up.
Yeah, especially against the Chiefs, who's so dominant, that I thought like – The Bucs might be in trouble, because mm-hmm. then that means if they went down and scored a touchdown immediately, like, okay, obviously things are clicking for the Chiefs, and you would have to figure something out to slow them down. But they go down and kick that field goal. It's 3-0. The Bucs storm right down the field, right down the field. I want to say here on it, like 3 carries by Fournette in a row, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and. Got the first down, and then a 15-yard pass, I want to say, to Antonio Brown.
Yep.
That set him up big. And then a screen to break the tight end.
Yeah.
That, another 15 yards. And then, lo and behold.
Old Faithful, baby.
Old Faithful.
Old Faithful.
And another screen. Like, the Chiefs were like, they never throw it twice in a row.
And then
he throws another screen, this time to Gronk.
Wide open, too.
Who, like, just walks in.
Finished the game with 2 TDs.
Yeah, I was just like, are you kidding me? This dude was retired last year. And y'all just let him score 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl? Like, I was shocked. So it goes up 7-3 then. So that's when I was like, yo, that defense for the Chiefs does not look very good.
See, that's like, still the whole game. I was just waiting for them to blow it up, though.
No, I didn't think it was going to happen defensively. I thought that the Chiefs were going to somehow come back. And it might have taken a 1 or 2 3-and-outs,
mm-hmm.
but man, that showed me that the Bucs just had their number on offense and could
that night
they had and it, could yeah. do whatever they wanted, because like the Bucs were running the ball and getting positive yards just about on every carry. They could run the ball, and then by the way, they really should have put in Leonard Fournette on that 4th and 1.
I agree.
They really should have put him in. That dude's huge, and you can't tell me.
Ronald Jones.
You can't tell me that he wouldn't have gotten the touchdown. Like, and I think Ronald Jones is a good back. But I think Leonard Fournette trucks somebody. Because that's what it came down to. It came down to Jones and whoever the linebacker is for the Chiefs that hit Jones. Like, it had to be like in the 1-inch line.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it didn't score. Like, I thought it got in.
I knew it got in from the angle. And then they actually showed the sideline camera. And I was like, I don't know that he did. And so...
I was not happy.
Yeah.
I was throwing a tantrum.
Yeah. So, man, I wish I'd seen that.
No, I don't think you do.
But, yeah, dude. So, I was just kind of shocked, to be honest, at the Chiefs. At their, like, I don't know what.
They couldn't get it going.
Their blocking was terrible.
Everything.
Man, I was just sitting there. I was like, I can't believe this is the Chiefs that we've been seeing for the last couple of years. That, I mean, and everybody's like. Well, they were down 2 starters,
mm-hmm.
or 3. What
and
was
it showed, too.
Oh, yeah.
Two. It showed.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think the biggest problem, and I know this is crazy, their wide receivers could not catch. I mean, Pat Mahomes was making some stupid throws and on the money. It hit him in the face mask.
I saw a stat today that said that he ran for 500 yards just scrambling for his life.
Yep.
500 yards. Did you see that throw? That he's literally parallel with the ground.
It should have been a touchdown, too, I think.
Yes.
It hit buddy, the dude in the face mask.
In the face. Like,
I don't know.
He's literally parallel with the ground and flick of the wrist, like
40 yards.
His hand may be a foot off the ground, and he flicks it 40 yards into the end zone and hits his buddy in the face. I was like, oh my gosh. That happened multiple times. There's another one where he's scrambling over by the sideline, and he turns around, and as he's getting tackled going down, he flings it 40, 50 yards down the field. And the guy, I thought he caught it in the back of the end zone, but
the camera angle,
when they zoomed in and they showed it from a different angle, you could see the ball on the ground. But like, I thought he caught it at first. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
I thought
me.
He did too, but there I saw
no way.
He extended his right arm, and when he caught it,
it was a catch in my eyes.
It was in his left.
Look, I think it was a catch, personally. Dude, okay? Because, look.
Falcons fans.
If you get
Falcons
that kind fans. Of effort, all right?
Oh, you.
Look, you just give him
participation?
Reward. Yes, reward the man for some effort now. He dove and everything.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. Whatever, dude.
I need to get paid for my internship then. I'm out here participating.
Well, you should get paid, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
But anyway.
Participation awards, man. We'll hand them out.
I just couldn't believe that it wasn't a bigger game. It wasn't a better game than it was.
Well, look, I understand from like a public viewpoint, like that's got to be probably the most disappointing game, maybe in Super Bowl history. I mean, you had Pat Mahomes, the upcoming baby goat, versus the goat.
Well, I was calling it the Goat Bowl.
Yeah.
Like straight up.
No, it's the best game I've ever watched. I loved it. Loved every second of it.
I bet you did.
I loved every second of it.
You think that's better than the Falcons Super Bowl?
Yes, you want to know why?
What?
Because we're already the next ring's our favorite.
Stop it!
That's what he says. Next
Stop
ring's
it.
Our favorite. We're on number eight now, working for number eight.
There's no we. All right, you're not on the team.
Oh, okay. I'm on it.
No, he doesn't know you personally.
Look, yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
I've DM'd him on Instagram.
Did he respond?
We talk. Yes.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Stop it.
He called
Stop
me by my name.
I don't believe you at all. All right. Anyway, I think when Andy Reid called a timeout. Kind of right there at the end of the first half.
Yes.
That was big, man. That was big. I right when he called it, I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have let that one run.
100%.
And then did I get a pass interference?
Was that when it was 4th and 5 and somebody went offsides for the Chiefs and he kept the drive going?
Maybe.
But then they did get like two pass interference.
Yeah, yeah. And one was in the end zone.
Yes, so they got it on
Antonio,
the run.
Antonio Brown catches the touchdown.
Booming, baby.
And
business
like,
is booming.
You got to be kidding me, dude.
I called that too. I said we need big games from Gronk and AB. That's what we got.
I couldn't believe it, dude. I'd say the most exciting part of the game to me wasn't even the game. I enjoyed watching H-E-R, play America the Beautiful at the beginning of the game. That girl was getting it on the guitar.
This is all you missed. I missed it.
Yeah.
Dude. Wasn't worried about it at all.
I mean, I didn't want that to be the best part of the game, but I thought the game was trash. Because, I mean, especially when you're just a football fan and you're not really a fan of either team, you just want to see a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was built up to be great. It was built up to where this was about to be a 65-64 shootout.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense don't even come on the field. Like, it's just going to be an offensive game. That's how it was built up. And, oh my gosh, where did the Tampa Bay's defense come from?
They're young, too. That's what's crazy. I knew they were good. I didn't think they were that good against the Chiefs. What about my dark horse MVP? Do you think Devin White should have won it?
No.
Who should have won it?
No, I think Patrick Mahomes should have won it. For helping the Bucs so much. Because, he helped the Bucs out a lot, all them incompletions. All right, I think the receiving corps for the Chiefs should have won it, too, for missing those balls on purpose.
Yeah, I obviously, bet the refs, too.
Right, obviously,
the
got refs. Paid. That's really who the MVP is.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to give it to Brady. Got to.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
Brady could have gone 3 for 20, and if there's a touchdown in there.
He's the GOAT.
He's MVP.
He's the GOAT.
Exactly. So, I knew he was going to win it. Like,
no, 100%. Really, but I'm just saying.
The whole defense probably could have won.
Yeah.
That's really, they should have just given it, if they could give it to, like, multiple people, it really should have just been the whole Tampa Bay defense.
I agree.
And so, because, I mean, What was the final score? 31-9
31-9
Like,
first double-digit loss of Patty Mahomes' career.
Like, and we're talking...
And didn't score a touchdown. I think that's the first time that's happened.
That's what I'm saying. And we're in the Super Bowl, in the biggest game stage ever.
In his, he will never play a bigger game than that.
I can't disagree with you there, because it's... He's playing Tom Brady. And even if he wins next year...
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't.
Unless he beats Brady. Then it's maybe...
You beat a 78-year-old Tom Brady. Whoop-de-freaking-do.
Mm-hmm.
You lost to him last year, though.
And Mahomes is in his prime.
Yeah.
And... I don't know. Brady's not in his prime, but dude is just a baller.
The Bucks made me a believer that the Chiefs are... You couldn't guard those guys. Like, I didn't think there was any way you could guard Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks made me a believer that, wow, like, no, yes, you can. And they had those safeties like 25 yards back. They weren't even on the screen. Like, I was like, they only got 10 guys on the field. Then there's a safety in the end zone, just waiting. And I was like, that's how you do it.
You think they put the blueprint out there on how to beat them?
Oh, yeah. But I think it helped that not every team has the D-line that the Bucs have.
No.
So not every team can use that blueprint.
Or the secondary.
Not every team can use that blueprint because...
The secondary is disgusting.
They'll just run it down your throat. If you don't have a strong D-line, and if you can't stop the run, all right, take away Tyreek Hill. We'll just use him as a decoy. You take four guys and follow him, and Kelce will be wide open. And so,
he was all right last night, too.
And Kelce did have a good game. But Kelsey's not the difference maker. As good as Kelce is, Kelsey's not the one that's going to, like...
He can't bust
take
50 yards.
Take a screen for 50 yards. Kelsey's going to get you what he got you. 120, 9, 10 catches, 12 catches, 120 yards, and he'll throw some touchdowns in there. Not last night, but on a regular basis he will. Tyreek Hill's the one that can hurt you, and hurt you quick.
Yes.
And so, you take him away. Man, when I think at one point he only had like 20 yards, I was like, boy, that's the difference maker, right? That's the game right there, is being able to slow him down. And you called it, dude. I got to give you credit. I don't want to, and it's killing me inside a little bit. Well, you said you weren't worried about the run game. Mm. I was like, that's going to be the run game. I think is going to make a difference. Man,
And I think they ran the ball kind of well, but they just abandoned it. And they were down a lot, too, so you can't really run it, but...
I was like, man, they're not even trying to run it. Like, I would have still... I get it, you're down. But I still would have tried to keep you off balance a little bit. Because, like, you already got Tyreek Hill covered up with, like, four dudes. All right? And, dude, they slipped a lot. Like, the timing just seemed off. And that's probably because the offensive line was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So
is Le'Veon Bell useless, by the way?
Yeah.
Touch the field.
Absolutely.
Wasn't
he on the Chiefs last year?
He's there this year.
Oh, he's there this year too?
Yeah, you just wouldn't know it didn't touch the field.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I never knew him. Mm. Like,
useless. Like, I don't even know. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I like Clyde, though.
So let's talk about the legacy of Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Starting with Tom Brady, is he the GOAT?
Oh, but duh. I mean, duh. If anyone argues that, you're just stupid. Who
guess what? I'm about to argue it.
Who's your goat? Who's your
goat? Alright, I'm gonna go
devil's advocate, I love it, but who's your goat?
I think he's like the goat as far as rings go.
What else matters?
Okay, touche. But I mean, passing yards matter, touchdowns matter.
He leads it all.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, like, you can't take it, like Peyton Manning. He's goat-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Drew Brees, he's goat-ish.
There's people like... I don't know how to describe it. They're goat status.
Yeah.
But it's Tom Brady.
Aaron Rodgers. He's goat. He's up there.
Tom Brady's over them all.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's their daddy.
You're right.
He owns them.
I understand.
And just showed it, too.
He probably is. But anyway. I think... If he loses yesterday, is he the GOAT?
Yeah. I saw where people were saying he was the GOAT just for making it. And I don't know that I agree with that. But no, definitely. He's the GOAT, but Patrick Mahomes can catch him. That's why this game was so big.
You think he can still catch him?
No.
No? No shot, huh?
Even if he got 8 Super Bowls, I don't think he would...
Because he lost the head-to-head.
Yep.
What if they...
Go next year?
Go next year. And he wins.
I've thought about that. But, I mean, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Then I think it would depend on the score. I think it would depend on a lot. What if it's a close game, Brady has 350 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, Mahomes does his thing, it's a close game, Chiefs pull it off. I still would give the edge to Brady because he has just whooped him in his prime. And again, Father Time's undefeated. He's going to catch Brady at some point.
I don't think he will.
I hope not.
I think Brady plays until he's 80.
Put him in a wheelchair.
I think he plays until he's 80.
I don't think it hurt Mahomes' legacy. He still has the potential to be the second greatest, but I just don't think he can ever catch him.
I think it's an unfair kind of, I don't know, matchup, I guess. It's an unfair debate. There you go.
Okay.
It's kind of an unfair debate when you're talking about somebody that got to that pinnacle of greatness like Tom Brady did. You know, like, who else is going to win 7 rings?
Oh, I agree. Like, but hey, people, it's not me. People are comparing the fam.
The chances of that happening again are so slim. And we're talking about a quarterback. I'm not talking about somebody team hopping, mm-hmm. and you've been the backup running back,
the main man,
7 years in a row, and you just happen to be. You know what I mean? I'm talking about the main guy, and he's still got a chance for 8 next year. He may get to 10 before it's all over with. Maybe. We'll see. It's hard enough to repeat once, so we'll see. But, I mean, man, it's kind of like with the LeBron and Michael Jordan debate. And I know that's going to be another episode, but like, it was kind of unfair.
I agree with that, and it's two different eras.
Yeah.
But the problem with this, though, is they played. It's not different eras. And Patrick Mahomes is in his prime.
Yeah.
I don't want to say Tom Brady's in his prime. Dude's still playing.
He's looking prime-ish.
He's playing at a high level, but
He is.
I don't know. I don't think.
So tell me this. Pretend you're a Chiefs fan for a second. What happened to Mahomes and the Chiefs last night?
What happened? Ooh, that's a good question. I really think that having their tackles out hurt that much. But I think you just got outplayed. I think you got out schemed. Mm. I would say you lost more on the coaching side than the playing side. And again, Mahomes was throwing some dimes. The guys just weren't catching it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew when Travis Kelce dropped that one ball, I said, it may just be our night.
Oh, yeah.
Because that dude is sure-handed.
Yeah.
And I think Tyreek Hill dropped a touchdown pass, too. I mean, Mahomes was balling.
Yeah.
And you just...
And those weren't like some of those that were dropped. They weren't easy catches. A lot.
Super Bowl, though. Got to make
I hear you. But a lot... Some of those that hit the face mask were in traffic. And like, it was kind of like somehow, and you're right, in the Super Bowl, got to catch it. No excuse. All right? Did it hit you? You got to catch
it. Especially, we just went through the whole season.
But a lot of those, it looked like the defender had it. And then it went through the defender's hands, or like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There was a lot, though. It was a lot of what looked like drops. So I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm trying to give him an excuse. It's hard, but.
I think everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. Okay. And they got punched in the mouth hard.
I know you stole somebody's quote.
Yeah. I think it's Muhammad Ali. Maybe. Yeah. I just think they were rattled. I really do. And I think it showed. I think they were like... I mean, I think they went into the game thinking we're going to blow them out like we did the first time. I just think they thought they were better than... I just thought they think they're untouchable. Couldn't lose the game. They just blown them out at home in Tampa in the regular season, and I really think they got outcoached, outplayed. Just one of those nights.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I think they got beat mentally before the game even started.
Really? Why?
Well, you see Tyrann Mathieu and Tom Brady chirping at each other.
It's Tom Brady's a dog.
Kind of before the game. Yeah. Like you see that. And I think, and things have come out like, well, Tom Brady said this. And Tom Brady issued some sort of apology. And I don't know what was said. Like, it hadn't come out. But I don't think Tyrann Mathieu by any chance is, like, just innocent.
Oh, no.
Tyrann Mathieu, he going to talk his stuff. Mm-hmm. And he going to, like, he going to try to get in your head. And he's great at it. And he's a great player. The last person's head I'm trying to get in.
Why?
Is Tom Brady's.
Did you see when Jalen Ramsey did it in the AFC Championship game?
The last person's head I'm trying to get in is Tom Brady's. The last person I'm trying to make mad is Tom Brady. If anything, I'm coming over there and I'm killing him with kindness. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hug it out before the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, call you sir and Mr. Mm-hmm. Brady. Like, I'm going to try to some reverse psychology. I'm definitely not trying to piss you off.
Why would you piss him off? The greatest ever.
So I think
it fuels him. He loves it.
But see, I think that the legacy of Tom Brady is intimidating. I think the Falcons experienced it. And everybody knows, like, I love me some Falcons for now.
You talking about you see? Yeah, we'll get to that.
For now.
For the draft.
But
you talking about that video where it's like Mohamed Sanu and somebody, the wide receiver on the bench during the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Mohamed Sanu was like, oh, we got this, man. He said, man, that's Tom Brady over there. You never know.
But I'm just saying, like, I think the legacy of Tom Brady is so big that throughout the week, you got a lot of time to, normally you're confident, but you got a lot of time to be like, that's a bad man we're playing over there, though. And it'd be one thing if it was a great game, but they came out flat. Mm-hmm. And they came out not prepared. And it could be, it very well could be that they got punched in the mouth and they weren't ready. And they were overconfident. It also could be that they were scared to death. And they're professional athletes. They probably aren't scared to death. But I think
a 45-year-old man.
I think when you're going against the GOAT, though, in Tom Brady, you're nervous. Because you know what he's capable of. And it showed last night. Mm-hmm. It showed last night. I saw nerves. Those drop balls felt like nerves. And
Tom Brady don't get nervous.
The lineman not blocking a soul.
Yeah.
Felt like nerves. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, you still got to put your hands on somebody. And, like, I swear, like, they were just like, oh, excuse me, sir. Here, just.
You're right.
There's Tom if you want to get to him.
You mean Mahomes?
I mean, there's Mahomes, I mean, if you want to get to him. It's, I'm just, man.
I think they were overconfident.
I really think so. It could be. Could be.
And I think Andy Reid got out-coached. I think Andy Reid is the way better coach, too.
I tell you what. Byron Leftwich is going to be a head coach, and soon, I think.
Yeah.
Like, that man, and that man is scheming it up. And they've already said, like, He's the offense. He draws it up. He's the guy. And, man, he schemed him up well yesterday.
Well, you got me thinking now. Does this hurt even Bieniemy's chances of getting hired next offseason if he tries to go head coaching again?
Man, I hope not. I hope not. Either. But
I like him.
He's going to be a head coach eventually. But I think teams now are like, told you.
So what about Todd Bowles? He's our DC. I think he gets another chance.
Absolutely. After yesterday?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you know, some people are just good coordinators. He was not a good head coach.
He was with the Jets.
That's true.
Nobody's a good head coach with the Jets.
No.
You could put Bill Belichick on the Jets. They would still be trash. Who they got? All of a sudden that would make them not trash.
You have to give them some years.
That's not the Jets. They don't have years. They have right now. If he came the head coach tomorrow, would they be good all of a sudden?
No.
Of course not.
Trash.
That's what I'm saying. So it wouldn't matter. It's the Jets. All right? I saw a meme today that had Tom Brady coming to the Falcons. It was like, win a Super Bowl for the Falcons, then I'll be impressed. I thought that was funny.
An Atlanta fan. You're just hoping.
He should come to the Falcons.
Fantasy world.
Why wouldn't you want to come to Atlanta? All right? We got stuff going on over here. All right. Anyway, outside of Brady and Mahomes, whose legacy do you think last night helped the most?
A lot. I think it helped a lot for Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Ndamukong Suh, Lavonte David. I think Mike Evans. Who else?
You think these guys are Hall of Famers because of it?
Yes.
All of them?
They
Mike Evans?
Yes.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'd say right
Stop
now.
It.
He's been in the league 7 years.
That doesn't matter.
He had 1,000 yards every year. Yeah, I think so. Okay, he's obviously on pace to be a Hall of Famer.
Okay, yeah.
If the dude's in the league 15 years and has 1,000 yards every season.
Gosh, man. See, I just think...
I'm not saying first ballot.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the criteria to be a Hall of Famer has gotten soft. Like, I just feel like, man, just about everybody is a Hall of Famer now. Like, if you had a decent career, like we talked about last week, Phillip Rivers is probably a Hall of Famer. Maybe.
I don't think Eli Manning,
because of his Super Bowls, probably a Hall of Famer. All right? Matt Ryan, when he decides to retire, a Hall of Famer. I said possibly. I don't know because I don't get a vote. But I'm saying I think he's at least in the discussion. I think if you look at his numbers, he is. But if you're trying to base on – and he's got an MVP. But if you're trying to base on other things, if like they need a Super Bowl win to get in, then, yeah, he's not going to get in. But I think Dan Marino's in. And I'm confident that Dan Marino's in.
100%, yeah.
And he
doesn't. Larry
Fitzgerald can get in. Absolutely.
Megatron got in.
Absolutely.
Julio. Yeah. His career's not done, but Hall of Famer.
He could have retired 3 years ago, and he's a Hall of Famer. But, like, after the Super Bowl, could have retired. You're like, I'm done.
So what makes you think Mike Evans isn't?
Because I don't think that he was ever that guy, like, one or two receiver in the league. Like, so, first or second best receiver.
Why is Fitzgerald a Hall of Famer?
Because Fitzgerald was like first, like top three receivers for a long time.
But you know, the media, at least nowadays, can get you a lot of hype or whatnot. I think the dude has just been consistently great.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that should amount to something. Dude has been consistently great since his rookie year, and he's just won a Super Bowl. The least amount of yards he's ever had was this year, and it was 1,004.
So before last year, or no, before this year, when you all of a sudden became a Bucs fan, was Mike Evans a Hall of Famer?
If he kept
going. No, he wasn't.
If he kept going, yes.
Don't you even put that lie out there.
So you're telling me.
If he kept going, yeah. I mean, if Matt Ryan all of a sudden wins 7 Super Bowls, now he's the GOAT.
All right.
So now what?
So what do you have to do to be, what do you have to do as a wide receiver to get in?
You have to be great.
So if I'm the best in the league for 3 years, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
The best in the league for 3 years?
For 3 years.
Yeah, I think so.
These 3 years, I'm good.
I mean, you got
to be decent the rest of the year.
Consistent the rest of the years?
Mm-hmm.
Then yes. The absolute best in the league for 3 years. You were the guy. And then you have a top 10 rest of your career? I think you need to have a Super Bowl win in there.
So what if you're top 10 every year in your career and you win a Super Bowl?
Ooh, that's close. That's a good one.
So no, that's Mike Evans.
Is it?
Yeah. It's Mike Evans, baby. We'll I'm see. Telling you. Well, who do you think it helped?
I definitely think it helped Antonio Brown. I definitely think it helped... I think it helped Gronk, even though he's already a first ballot Hall of Famer. I just think it helped him just on another level of, I could come out of retirement and just be a Super Bowl champion.
Yo, soy fiesta,
I think it helped everybody on that defense. Now, are we talking, like, I think legacy and Hall of Fame are different. Do I think anybody on that defense is a Hall of Famer right now? No, even with the win. They're too young. Do I think get and same for Mike Evans, and yeah, if Mike Evans has 6 more years of dominance, yes, absolutely. But right now, Hall of Fame, no. Like, is he now?
I don't think he's playing.
Is he headed? That's what I'm saying. Is he headed that way?
Oh, well, then yeah,
sure.
But I guess when I said that, they still have to have a few good seasons.
Here's where I put Mike Evans. Like, is Vincent Jackson a Hall of Famer?
No.
I put them in the same category.
Stop.
And Vincent Jackson was amazing. Stop. Vincent what?
Stop.
Vincent Jackson was great.
Stop. All right?
He was great. When he was with the Chargers, come on.
No one even remembers that. That's how long ago it was.
It was not that long ago. All right? What? 10 years? Not that long.
Mm.
All right? So, whose legacy do you think it hurt the most?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't. I guess Mahomes, because I think the loss is on him, even though I don't think it should be. But you know what I mean? Or Andy Reid. I think it hurt theirs. But again, it's hard for me to say, like, oh, you lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl? Well, you're not as good now. You know what I mean? Because it's Tom Brady. I would say it hurt Mahomes just because he cannot catch Brady now. But at the same time, it's like, you know, Brady has three losses. So, I don't think it was the loss that hurt him. I think it's who he lost to and how he lost.
Yeah.
If he'd have lost in a shootout, thrown for 400 yards, four TDs, I don't think it hurt his legacy at all. Dude balled.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't score a touchdown, two picks. I don't even know if he had 300 yards.
Looked terrible.
Looked terrible. Yeah. Hurt your legacy.
For sure.
Especially when you know, like, this is it.
And that's this what I was saying chance. Earlier. Yeah, I think I agree. I think it hurt Mahomes' legacy. But it's an unfair legacy. Like, he came out and he was too dominant too early. Because they immediately started putting him in the GOAT conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking, like,
happens
after,
in every sport.
After his first MVP.
Every sport.
He wins an MVP. His second year in the league. And it's not like...
First year starting, wasn't it?
Yes, first year starting. But it's not like when Lamar Jackson did it. Lamar Jackson did it by... He just ran all over the place. He threw two. But he just ran all over the place. And you knew eventually people were going to figure him out. And people were going to be able to stop that run to a certain degree. Mahomes is lighting up the field, lighting up everything with his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll scramble and run if he needs to, usually on third down. He'll scramble, he'll get that first down. Every once in a while, he'll kind of trick you and take it for a touchdown. But, like, for the most part, he's just killing you with his arm. And then he wins a Super Bowl the year after that. And so, like, he was already in the GOAT talk. And so that's where, and it's unfair. I hate that that happened. I mean, the dude's super rich, so it's not like it's hurting him. But I think it's an unfair debate. He's too young to have him in the GOAT conversation already. And so, kind of like with LeBron and Michael Jordan that we were talking about earlier, it's an unfair debate to put LeBron to say, okay, well, you lost in the finals against a loaded Warriors team. So that hurts your legacy when we compare you to Michael Jordan. That's not fair.
I agree.
You know what I mean? It's not fair to say it hurt, but I think it did because that's what we do. We compare. And so, and it's an unfair comparison to say that Patrick Mahomes' legacy has been hurt a little bit. I think he goes down as the second best of all time.
Yeah, if he keeps going.
When it's all said and done, if he stays on track, I mean... Man, he's lighting it up, dude. He's incredible.
But at the same time, if you're Patrick Mahomes, don't you want those comparisons? Because that's the goal.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's not fair, but that's it. And you're good enough to be compared to them anyway.
I'll take second best of all time.
I mean, that's the first time he's ever been figured out in 3 years best of all time. In the league.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just happened to be against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I want to put more blame on the coaches than I do Pat.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they were just, I don't know, man. I think they used the exact same game plan the first time through. Like, didn't even adjust.
I think the fact that they didn't bring in more people to help block shocked me.
Could they have?
Oh, absolutely.
You talking about, like, between the injuries in the Super Bowl?
Yes. You know coming in who you have. They know their personnel better than anybody. And when I'm not even a Chiefs fan, when I found out they were down two starters, one of them being Eric Fisher, I was like, they better have a loaded box. They better have about seven people blocking. Because I knew, if I'm coaching a defense and I find out you got two starters out and you're having to bring in some backups
mm-hmm.
in the biggest game ever, I'm sending everything I got at you.
Man, I was so happy. You know what's crazy, too? You know what's sad? Is I actually don't think, and I could be wrong, I don't think the Bucks blitzed as much as it looked like. I think their four-man front was just getting home that much. But so, again, that helps, too, because that lets you just cover everybody else at wide receiver.
But as an adjustment to that, you better bring in an F or two tight ends. Had the running back stay back and help block
something.
You can't just sit here and keep letting this man get hit. All right? Because it's not like your guys are catching the ball. You're sending five receivers down the field, and ain't none of them catching it.
Well, they ain't even got time to run their routes.
Exactly, because you only got five people blocking. So bring them in, and let's see what we can do. Because, I mean, when you bring in – when you got seven guys, like you got your five linemen, you got two tight ends – and then you can even have a, you can even put an F in there if you wanted to. Take one tight end, make him an F back. Line him up back there with Mahomes.
Just try something.
Something to where, you know what? Because then the defense is forced to condense as well. So now they got seven or eight in the box. So you're almost forcing, like if you keep trying to trying to double team
Hill,
and you could even like let, wasn't the tight end? Kelsey. Let Kelsey like help and then release. Somebody's got to go with him. If not, he's going to be wide open. But he can help block for a second. Nobody blitzes. Bet. Release. And go out for a pass. And I know we're sitting here being Monday morning quarterback. And like I know what I, you know, these guys make way more than me and way more qualified than I am to coach football. But I'm just like, that didn't seem there was ever an adjustment.
I agree. At the same time, they could have paid me a lot less to get the same results that they got last night.
I could go up there, coach, and not score touchdowns. Mm-hmm. It's simple.
That's easy.
Bet.
Yeah.
All right. How much?
Actually, it might be hard with the best quarterback in the game.
How many millions to suck? Deal.
On the biggest stage. Right. You're right, though, because that's what I was going to say. I felt like they did, even after halftime, didn't adjust. Like, we're trying the same game plan. I don't know. I
just think they should have ran the ball a little bit more. And I think that would have opened up the passing game even more. Like, I think come fourth quarter, you get desperate. But even in the third quarter, they came out and they still looked flat.
And they came out and ran the ball good, too, I thought. The Chiefs did. Like, first two or three plays, like, got 8, 9, 10 yards. And it was just, I don't know that they ran the ball the rest of the game, truthfully.
But penalties were a killer. And I'll say this. I know I was arguing it earlier. The refs didn't do a terrible job. Like, I do think there is a Tom Brady effect. That you can't tell me that the Bucks didn't do anything. And so, I don't know. When they call pass interference and then they showed the replay, oh, yeah, it was. And there might have been one or two that I was like, nah. But for the most part, it was. But I don't know. It was overall, I just thought it was just a bad game. Like, I was disappointed in it. But let me ask you this. This is kind of a thinker. Do you think Tom Brady, after last night's win, 7 rings, been to 10 Super Bowls, is he the greatest athlete of all time?
See, it's not a thinker to me because that he's not an athlete. He's just a winner. I think the greatest athlete ever.
You think Tom Brady's not an athlete?
Okay. You're telling me he's an athlete like LeBron? We talking about like straight athleticism.
No, I'm not talking about straight athleticism. I'm talking about people, professional players. They're called athletes. Right? You're telling me the pitcher for any team in baseball isn't an athlete?
So you're telling me like...
I'm not saying...
When we're talking about athletes, you can include golfers?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Especially type. I've got one golfer.
Have you seen? Yeah,
one golfer.
Yeah,
not the fat drunk guy over here playing. I'm talking one.
Hey, he has a name, and it's John Daly. Okay, that don't insult him.
One golfer, and his name's Tiger Woods. He's the only other one I'll accept. But no, so when I say athlete, I'm talking best professional player, athlete of all time. I'm not saying who's the most athletic.
It's clearly Tom Brady. Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
You think Tiger Woods isn't even in the discussion?
No, they're in the discussion.
Well, then that's close.
Yeah, you're right.
What are you talking about?
You're right. You're right.
You think Michael Jordan's not even in the discussion? You think LeBron James is not even in the discussion?
We got to talk about people that are the greatest at their sport. So LeBron is, we're talking about like MJ, the greatest
ever. Oh, buddy. Stop it.
All right, talking about
we're not getting into this talk right now.
Tiger Woods. Oh. Then you can get into it. It's like, what sport is the hardest to win at? I don't know. I don't know.
You think Muhammad Ali's not even in the discussion?
What about Wayne Gretzky, too?
Mike Tyson?
Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah.
I don't know.
God. Greatest athlete of all time.
Goat of goats.
Yes.
That's him. I'm crowning him.
Tom Brady. Why?
I will die on this hill.
Why?
Because he has just sustained greatness as long as you can, and he has beat every other great that has came up. And he's beat him. He's won more championships than you could ever imagine to win. And he just overcomes it every time. Any challenge overcomes it every time.
So if Tom Brady is the GOAT of GOATs,
I think he's the GOAT of GOATs.
He beat everybody, every great that came through. Isn't that what you said?
Yep.
So what if somebody beat the GOAT of GOATs?
I mean, it happens, though.
Twice.
It happens. Okay, but Tiger Woods didn't win every Masters.
So Eli Manning beat the GOAT of GOATs.
We're going to fight. Okay, but like, Michael Jordan didn't make every game-winning shot.
Yes, he did.
Every game-winning shot.
Yeah.
God. That's why he's better than LeBron.
Stop it.
That's
a good debate. Now, that'll be for another day.
You said it, not me.
That's for another day. But that's coming up.
I'll die on that hill. Tom Brady, GOAT of GOATs.
You think so?
Yeah. No, I know so. Can't tell me nothing.
Man, it's hard. That's a tough question, man. Because I want to say, like, greatest athlete of all time, as far as who could carry a team, and no matter where he went, and before this year, you know what I'll say? Earlier I asked whose legacy I think it helped the most. I really think it helped Tom Brady's legacy a lot too, because everybody thought before this year that he was a system quarterback.
Well, I can't, not intelligent people.
I can't tell you how many people I know that said, put him on any other team without Bill Belichick, and he's trash.
They're dumb.
And so,
were you one of those people?
I mean, that's irrelevant.
You're dumb.
Okay, you're dumb.
I'm sorry.
All right. All right. Put him on any other team, and he's trash. Man, I think he shut everybody's mouth. And it's so much greater that the Patriots were trash this year. That's so much better for his legacy. And he didn't need to improve his legacy by any means. But he did. And, man. So, greatest athlete of all time. You know who I'm going with? Not Tom Brady. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Usain Bolt.
You're such a liar.
What? Are you kidding me? You see how fast this man is?
Oh, my
God. All right. God. What about Michael Phelps, huh? Did you think about him?
Michael Phelps could be it.
Yes.
I would Usain, get out of here, dude.
Why not Bolt?
We're losing listeners right now because of that tech.
Why
right
not
now.
Bolt? Why
and
not?
And we have like five of them, we've just lost three, so we got two.
Listen.
And it's your wife and my mom. Now that's it. Now. Good job. Yep. You ruined
it.
Well,
they don't even know who that is, though. We're good.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And so
the people listening probably, Usain Bolt. He's not even the greatest Olympian of all time. It's Michael Phelps.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
So
I just really wanted to see your face when I said it.
Well, I wish they could have seen it.
But I'm going to have to give it to Tom Brady. Before this year, it was Michael Jordan to me. After yesterday, Tom Brady, the GOAT of GOATs.
I don't know if you meant to. I don't hate the Michael Phelps one either. It's still Tom Brady, but Michael Phelps is nasty.
Michael Phelps up there.
Yeah, best Olympian ever.
And I think the only reason that I don't put him in the greatest athlete of all time, in my opinion, is just because of the sport that he's so great at.
I agree.
When, like, you just can't compare it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? When it comes to the Super Bowl versus swimming in the Olympics, which is a huge stage. But I just think, man, Super Bowl is on another level.
And that's so, like Tiger Woods, too, though. Like, we're talking about the one that's made the biggest difference in their sport. Like, if that makes sense, or transcended the sport. Oh, it'd easily be Tiger.
Yeah.
But.
No, I would agree with that for sure.
GOAT of GOATs. It's Tommy Tom.
I'll tell you what, though. LeBron is a close second. And if Tom Brady retires without winning another one, and LeBron continues to win, and LeBron plays more and more years. I don't even know how many more years he wants to play. LeBron has a chance to take it because LeBron's been to like 27 finals in a row. It's really just, only been like 10.
But how can you be the greatest ever? You're not even the greatest NBA player ever. You know what I mean? That's my problem. It's MJ 1, LeBron 2. So it's kind of weird. Like, when did MJ disappear, you know?
Did MJ go to 10 finals in a row?
MJ.
MJ retired to play baseball. Quitter. All right? I bet if LeBron played baseball, I bet he'd be great at it.
Yo, he'd be trash. He'd be trash.
Stop it. Have you seen this man play any other sport? Like, dude, LeBron, you know what? You're trying to get me to talk about this, and I'm not going to do it.
You fired up a little bit right now.
LeBron played football and probably could have played in the NFL as a football player.
You know who would have beat him? Tom Brady.
Stop it. You know who would have been throwing to him? Tom Brady. Because the Patriots would have drafted him.
That'd have been nasty.
But anyway, here's a question. And it's an unfair question because you're such a Bucks fan. You're not even a Bucks fan. You're a Tom Brady fan.
Yeah.
All right? Tom Brady could retire and you'd be like,
I'm hopping back on the Patriots, baby.
Yeah, good. And then y'all suck again.
Oh, well, come on. You know we're not.
What? Yeah, Cam Newton.
But 5 years we'll be in the Super Bowl.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. But not with Bill Belichick. He's got to be retired by then.
No, in Belichick we trust.
Do you think they run it back next year?
Who?
Same teams.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Who are they losing? Who's Tampa Bay losing? I don't think they'll lose anybody on either side of the ball, and they'll probably draft great again. They had a very good draft this year, and I'm just going to be honest with you, too. It's that Tom Brady effect. People want to play with him.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, Leonard Fournette, Gronk, obviously, want to play with him anyway, but I'm telling you, they get the free agents. I think if they draft good, I also think the division is going to be a lot easier. The Saints had their number this year, but the Saints aren't really that good. Falcons are in rebuild mode. Who's the other one? Oh, Panthers. Okay, we're not even worried about the Panthers. So I think they'll win the division. I think that'll be easy. If they have home field, I just don't see anyone coming into their house and beating them. I think it could be a rematch of Green Bay and Tampa Bay again to go to the Super Bowl. I still think the Chiefs are head and shoulders better than everybody in the AFC.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think if the Bills continue to build, I think they're maybe one or two key
maybe a
positions.
Najee Harris away from
that could be if they
draft him,
if they get the right guys in there, I definitely think the Bills have something going. The Ravens are maybe a key wide receiver away.
Julio Jones.
Stop it. Not Julio Jones. Because the Falcons already said they're not going to draft him. I mean, they're not going to trade him. And I'm not against that. Like, they want to trade him? Let's get as much as we can for him. If we could get some kind of Matthew Stafford deal, where we get multiple first-round picks and players, bet.
I think they've held on to him too long.
So,
but we'll talk about that later.
So, I don't know. If I think there's some teams, I don't think there's teams that are better than the Chiefs without making key moves. But it's going to take a team with a great defense to beat them.
And I don't think there's a... Who has a good defense in the AFC?
I don't think there's anybody that's...
Well, the Steelers, but again, Steelers are trash.
They didn't look that good this year, though.
Because they had Big Ben.
I'm talking about the defense either, though. Like, they looked all right, but like some of the guys, Fitzpatrick and them, they...
Did you watch the games with your eyes closed?
Nah, whatever, dude. I don't think they were that great. Anyway... What was your favorite commercial last night?
The Alexa one.
Which one was that one?
Was that the one with Michael B. Jordan in it?
Yes.
I think one, that was one of the only commercials I watched.
Yeah.
But I like Michael B. Jordan. And three, I thought it was funny when the guy's outside, Alexa, turn the lights off. Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah. When the wife was like daydreaming about Michael B. Jordan, yeah. And the husband's like,
yeah, keep the lights on.
Alexa, run the sprinklers. Oh, no, it's a little too wet out here. Yeah, I remember that. That was funny. I really like the Beavis and Butthead one where this lady was like, there's a crack in the ice. And all of a sudden you're...
Yeah, that was funny.
She said crack.
I don't want to make you feel old, though.
That's fine. I don't care.
My time.
Whatever, dude.
A little bit.
Dude, that was the funniest stuff ever. And you should watch it. So, well, hey, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Join us next week, same time, same place. Follow us on Instagram at Fifth Quarter Sports Show, and we're out. I'll tell you no matter.